Many fruit growers in the state of Washington are having a hard year due to dry conditions and low prices. Apple orchards are being abandoned at a rate that's being compared to the Great Depression. But the crisis for some growers presents an opportunity for others. Sam Eaton of member station KUOW reports.
In the scorched hills above Wenatchee, Washington, 47-year-old Adam Montes, a Mexican-born immigrant, owns a small oasis of cherry trees.
There's 10 acres in here. These are lapins, and the ones up there is limbers and beans.
When Montes moved to the United States from Pihuamo, Jalisco in western Mexico, he was 20 years old, had no family here, and didn't even know the difference between a quarter and a dime. He's worked in Washington's fruit orchards ever since, rising from day laborer to pruner to orchard manager. Now, nearly 30 years later, Montes has joined the ranks of the landowners that once employed him, buying into his dream at a time when an unprecedented number of farmers are giving theirs up.
It's always been a dream since I moved from Mexico to here.
But making that dream come true wasn't easy. Montes had to save for years, and he was repeatedly turned down by banks when he applied for loans. Finally, he worked out a generous payment plan with the orchard's previous owner.
I've been persistent. Sometimes I probably feel like I've been bugging people too much. But if I don't do that, I don't have any of this.
Adam Montes is among a growing number of Latinos nationwide that are trading in the life of the farm worker for that of the farm owner. In the last decade, the number of Latino farm operators in the U.S. grew to nearly 30,000, increasing by more than half. Washington State has seen even higher increases. While the most recent census numbers aren't available yet, federal records indicate farm loans to Latino growers in this region have increased tenfold in the last 3 years.
Hold on, eh? Nos vemos a rato.
Okay. Across the Columbia River from Montes' farm, Leo Garcia manages the Wenatchee Valley College Orchard. Now he's busy preparing for the cherry harvest, but in the off-season, Garcia teaches the local college's Hispanic Orchard Employee Education Program. It's aimed at giving Latinos the business and horticultural know-how to run an orchard from the ground up. And it's working. Garcia has seen many of his 282 graduates, including Adam Montes, go on to buy their own farms. And he expects that trend to continue, especially in the apple industry, where the price of orchards is suddenly within reach for many Latinos.
Somebody's misfortune is sometimes, you know, most times it's somebody's fortune too. And they can get into orcharding now, cheap.
Of course, they still face the same economic reality. But Garcia claims the Latino farmer is better matched to the economic challenges a small farm faces these days.
The Hispanics have an advantage because of their extended families.
Family members who are willing to work on the farm. And with the cost of labor on an orchard often running as high as 70% of overall production, having your family pitch in to help can potentially turn a farm that's been losing money into one that breaks even. There are other advantages to the Latino farmer as well, says Garcia.
They're frugal. I mean, it's just, there's not a lot of luxuries in their life. They're used to it, you know, they used to be migrant workers.
Yo, ¿cómo se portan, Joel?
Ahí
andan, no se man. ¿Cómo están? No hay muchas picas en estos.
Up the road in Arondo, apple grower Porfilio Covarrubias is a living example of Latino resourcefulness. He bought his land in the late 80s after a 60 Minutes report on a hormonal coloring agent known as Alar sent Washington apple sales and farm values plummeting. 12 years later, he still works alongside his hired hands, today thinning out dense clusters of young, golden, delicious apples. Covarrubias has managed to turn a profit at a time when many growers are leaving apples on the trees to rot. The success hasn't come without a price. He says frugality often keeps him from trying new farming techniques, and he still drives the same old truck.
Sometimes I see those brand new trucks and say, boy, they should look pretty. One of these days I go to buy me one. And I go and see the price tag, and it's $30,000, over $30,000. Boy, I can do a lot improving on my orchard with $30,000.
Back on his cherry orchard, Adam Montes says every sacrifice he made to buy this land wasn't wasted. He compares becoming a landowner to a basketball player finally making the NBA. It's everything he's worked towards, he says, and it makes the long days spent between his day job and the orchard worthwhile.
It's mine. It's not paid for, but it's mine anyway. As long as I'm paying it, it's mine.
Montes carefully inspects his ripening cherries branch by branch. Just because you're born in Mexico doesn't mean the American dream can't come true, he says. You just have to work a little harder. For NPR News, I'm Sam Eaton in Wenatchee, Washington.